Dhamma is not what people think. Like sometimes you read a lot of this sharing, huh? Like a lot of Dhamma inside there, very beautiful. Like they teach you how to reflect, how to contemplate. But do you realize a lot of this, either they copy from somewhere or the cultivator who has the understanding, they write it out, then they read, they find it very interesting, then they share. So to cultivator, like most of you all, you may think, it's very beautiful. Well, a lot of the things are what you have gone through. But the thing that people don't realize is that one is encouraging people to use the thought. Understand not? The thought to like try to live that way, to reflect and contemplate and make you become like that. But the cultivation is not like that. The cultivation is the opposite. You have to develop the cultivation first before you can have the understanding. Then only you can reflect and contemplate and develop the ability to have that type of Dhamma inside you to live life. It's not using the thought. Using the thought, you are trapped. You cannot actually develop the progress. So what you need is the pariyatti part initially, the learning or the teaching, you have to learn what constitutes evil or sick. Then you have to develop the mindfulness, the awareness, the stability of spiritual faculty. Then the four right effort, everything. Then you have to start to put it into practice, cultivate them. So all this cultivation needs mindfulness, stability of mindfulness. That's why when your mindfulness stabilizes, when your awareness nature stabilizes, then you can see. You are able to be aware. Then when you are able to be aware, you start to witness. You start to observe. Then you start to understand who you are, what you are, and how this sankhara get you into entanglement and all that. So after you have seen that, then you have to determine firmly with faith, with the sadha virya, then go all out to cultivate, to stabilize your understanding, and with mindfulness, do the four right effort. Then straighten your view. Then through the third way and the fourth way, silence your mind more and more. Not until that stability, the understanding come about, all these so-called Dhamma words, no meaning. You try to live like what is written there, but these are using thought. When you use thought, it's still a thought. So the thought is trying to behave the way that is mentioned. So all this, if you are not a cultivator, you cannot see. That's why people will say, wow, this is very good, this is very good. But the whole lot of the understanding and the cultivation is not there. Because that one doesn't teach you how to cultivate. Doesn't teach you how to develop the Dhamma understanding to develop the cultivation and make it a living reality. And that part is the most important. The understanding that leads to the cultivation, then the cultivation leads to the transformation. The understanding and the transformation, the straightening of view until it becomes a living reality, until the unisomana sikara is inside, that it will spontaneously arise when you confront life, when you go through life. Then you realize all this Dhamma will fall into place after that. The process is the bali. After the cultivation, only all these things come up. So people who go and share all this, circulate all this, to me, no meaning unless they are cultivators who are already in the process of developing those understanding. Then it serves some purpose. Otherwise, no meaning. Otherwise, you may read, you may have the joy. Wow. But did you really develop the cultivation? Did you really understand what the Dhamma is? Because the understanding of it is just the beginning. Then to put it into practice and cultivation, you need to start with mindfulness. The spiritual faculty leading to sati, stability or sati, the silent mind, the awareness nature is most important. Without that, you cannot see. Without that, you cannot observe. You cannot have the direct seeing, the awakening, the insight, and all those things. Then all the Dhamma will not surface. They are just words, thought-based. So this part, I hope Kayamita starts to develop the understanding and not to be like drawn and taken. I won't say take for right, like your focus get like dislodged.
Go astray, because,
you go and chase for the Dhamma. When you chase for the Dhamma, you overlook the cultivation. When you overlook the cultivation, you go back to square one. You didn't progress. Because that one is thought-based. The thought will trigger off others. So this is something that Kayamita, I think by now, should have the ability to reflect and develop the understanding. The most important thing is the mindfulness, the awareness, the stability of it. Then the spiritual faculty will fall into place. Well, without sati, all the other things cannot take off. The cultivation also cannot take off. All of your Dhamma knowledge, no meaning, no use. Even to keep precept, you need mindfulness, you need awareness, you need faith, you need understanding of what constitutes evil. And the real understanding of the four right efforts. Even the right effort to abandon the wrong thought is not easy, the five ways. You have to go through the third way at least. Then after the third way, you develop the wisdom through the fourth way. Then with these two, you stabilize the understanding. Then you come to know clearly what all those mind states that arise within life. Based your fear, worry, anxiety, your selfishness, your greed, your anger, your hatred. All these are dependent originating mind state, not intrinsic. They are not you. See it. Realize it. Then trace the origination factor. How did fear arise? In fact, the Dhamma sharing that Sui sent out today, how to overcome habitual tendency. Listen to that one. That one is a cultivation. You can understand that one. That's why Pocheng rejoins. Pocheng put there the real cultivation. That one is more important. Listen to that and develop the cultivation.
Baratio, that was a very good talk, Baratio.
Yes, that talk was very good.
A very good talk.
Yes.
A lot of us do not put enough emphasis on mindfulness itself.
Yes.
It's actually the basis of Dhamma cultivation. After you have learned the Dhamma itself, the mindfulness itself will help us understand a lot of things.
Yes, and see the real Dhamma, not the knowledge one. Because without the silent mind, there is no direct seeing. There is no real silent observation of what is the reality. Because the conditioning from the memory, the brain, the views, opinion, and conditioning keep on coming in to interfere. And that one is the mundane mind. That one is full of delusion, evil. That one is not with the Dhamma wisdom. So you cannot cultivate with thought. There's a thought-based cultivation will lead you nowhere because you're supposed to realize the Dhamma which is beyond thought, beyond mind. You have to silence everything to develop the direct seeing, the awakening. Then all this will transform you. Otherwise, you cannot transform. You cannot change. If you don't see, you will not change. You will not wake up. Without mindfulness, all this, you cannot be aware at all. How it stir, how it condition you into the duality, you cannot see, you cannot understand. You still want to blame people and all those things. That's why only cultivator understand. Then they realize all this stirring and movement come from their own Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion. Without self-delusion, there is no movement at all. Thing is just the way it is silent. The true mind stay there. But the egoic mind come in when there is delusion. The views, opinion, conditioning, that's why the analysis will start. Then that mind that do the analysis will start to reason. Then it create more and more entanglement, more and more duality. That's why they cannot come out of the delusion. Sakkaya Ditti.
Yeah, Pratil, we are so used to the busy mind that we don't see.
Yeah. But now you all start to have this understanding behind. That's why you know how to reverse all this. Because the ability to be aware is the beginning of cultivation. When you are aware that you are heedless, that is the beginning of cultivation. Because when you see your own defilement, you understand that you have to stabilize it. You have to straighten your view. You have to develop the clear understanding until it's very stable. Then this Yonisomana Sakara will surface. Then when it surfaces, the understanding straight away transform and free your mind. And the old way, the habitual tendency loses its power. Otherwise, the habitual tendency keep on coming back to the back door and all this thing, telling you things. Why you so stupid? Why you do this? Let things be lah. Why you so kipo? All this chattering will come in on. But the true understanding is the moment you understand, Sankara Anichang, finish. No ma, finish. So all this understanding, when they surface, no need to reason, no need to analyze, no need to use your views, opinion, and conditioning to argue. No need. The understanding straight away liberate you. You are not deceived by the phenomenal world of form and consciousness anymore. All this has got no more power over you. That is the real cultivation.